Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for September new music, new music, new music, new music, new music.
Hey there, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, my name is Patrick Foster. I want to say hi to you, and thanks for tuning in to another day of our show. We appreciate when you listen every day or every now and then. Today is another edition of New Music from September 2022. Got a couple of calls for you. I want to present those to you and tell you that if you have picks for new music, this is probably your last chance to get anything in for September 2022. If you hear this Friday or Saturday or early Sunday, depending on when you listen, you've got until the end of the day Sunday to get something in for us, okay? Sunday, October 9th. It's coming up in a couple days if you're listening to this on Friday. And would love to have you chime in. And if not, don't worry. October's a big month, and it's Rocktober for a reason. Lots of new albums coming out. Lots of new songs coming out this month. And certainly you can grab one of those and send it in to us for new music. Remember, you can record a voice file and email it to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line, 612-440-1984. And that'll get the job done as well. I'll make sure to check that on Sunday just to make sure there's nothing in there I missed. Like last month. So if Highland Park Harry calls in late, I'll make sure to get it this time. Anyway, thanks for that, and always appreciate everybody who calls in. And we've got two regulars here today that I think you're going to enjoy. So yeah, let's turn this this show over to them.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my September new music picks. My first pick is I Can Call You by The Weave or The Wave. I'm not 100% sure what it is. This is a group formed by Graham Coxon, most famous for being in Blur, and Rose Ellen O'Dougall, who people may remember from a band called The Pipettes. From what I read, the music this band is going to make is going to be centered on English folk music. Not necessarily style-wise, but more the darkness of that type of music. There's a quote where they're saying, band was inspired by the blood, the guts, the sex, and the nastiness of English folk music. The song goes to a bunch of different places. Like, initially it sounds like The Eternal by Joy Division, but then slowly ramps up, and by the halfway point, the sax is coming. I did read that they were inspired by Van de Graaff Generator, and as a fan of that band, the saxophone makes complete sense. The music sounds like their own, but you can definitely hear the roots of English folk bands like Pentangle, or avant-garde bands like the previously mentioned Van de Graaff Generator. My second pick is Shanghai Wuhan by Die 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 from a new EP called Smelter. I picked this band for new music before, so I won't go into their background. This song is really great. I just love the way this sounds. It's drenched in noise, kind of almost shoegazy, but there's this fantastic melody, and especially on the chorus where there's almost this sweetness which cuts through like the distorted guitars and drums and bass. Anyway, that's all for me, and I hope everyone has or had a great time at Suburbs Fest in DC.
We'll be right back. Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for September new music. First up is the band Bad Luck Friday. They're a heavy blues rock band from Brighton, England. They also featured a critically acclaimed harmonica playing of their lead singer, Will Wilde. And I'd like for you to play the song Bad Luck Friday from their debut album of the same name.
Crossroad, my soul's been sold. I was born on bad luck Friday, the 13th day of May. I was born on bad luck Friday. Can make these demons go away. These sleepless nights are driving me insane. There's a shadow following my soul. I made myself an unholy.
My next pick is the band Umbilicus from Tampa. This is a side project band that features members of Deicide and Cannibal Corpse. The music on this album is a total 180 from what those two bands actually sound like. This music is more 70s inspired classic hard rock, which is what the band members said they wanted to pursue on this project, because this is the music they grew up listening to. And the song I'd like for you to play is called The Gates of Neptune from their debut album Path of 1000 Suns. In closing, Jim, Patrick, interns, I'd like to thank you for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
The guts, the sex, and the nastiness of English folk music.